I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. On this Super Tuesday, one issue on primary voters' minds is job security. With news reports of factory closures and many American jobs going overseas, workers fear they could be the next victims in these uncertain times. Day to Day contributor Marcos McPeak-Viatoro works as a lecturer and sent us this essay.
Recently, I received tenure at my college. In the academic world, this is a big deal. You are, in a sense, married to your institution. There's a safety net. The college sees you as a good fit and wants to keep you for the long run. I'm an advocate of tenure for the old reasons. Academic freedom. The college campus as a place of intellectual and creative vigor where you can explore new ideas without fear. And college professors can speak their mind without worrying about getting canned. More important, you've got a job. You've got stability. Or maybe not. One day in Nashville, I met a homeless man who spoke impeccable French. His name was Harry. He'd once been a language professor, tenured, but life had its way with him. The loss of a child, a marriage breakup, cutbacks at his school, a drinking problem, and before you know it, goodness, one of our own, one of us, is living in the streets, pushing around a grocery cart, quoting Voltaire to anyone who passes by, and just as often to himself. I remember years ago when my wife Michelle and I were between jobs. We got in line for government cheese and milk. I was uncomfortable at first, but Michelle was adamant. "This is our right," she said. "We don't have money now. This cheese will last a long time." That cheese, along with the WIC program, got us through some lean days. Sure, my wife spotted when the cashier looked down at her, a sense that Michelle was one of those women, poor, irresponsible, living off the government. The memory of those looks made Michelle more sensitive when she returned to her job as a social worker. Maybe times have changed, but nowadays, whenever someone here in Los Angeles hands over food stamps, I don't see the judgmental stares from cashiers anymore. Instead, there's a recognition. The cashier's got a job. It might not pay much, but it keeps you from slipping into a world that doesn't seem so far away anymore. Years ago, I almost quit a job I really hated. The stress was unbearable. I was getting physically sick. My mother talked me out of quitting. "Hijo, I know how tense the job is, but there's no stress like having children and no income, believe me." This was the woman who worked all my childhood, bringing in the second salary, and still turned the couch pillows over to look for change for my lunch. That same woman who, when she made the final mortgage payment 30 years after buying the house in East Tennessee, served drinks to friends. "This is finally now mine," she toasted. Her home. The security my mother achieved in her life was not granted. It was worked for. Maybe that's why, through all my life, her words have given me a greater sense of security than ever tenure could.
Lecturer and novelist Marcos McPeak-Viatoro, his latest book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery.